Listen to your heartbeat, feel your pulse, he's trapped me up.
And you are inside my Fix It Up life, and I'm with my husband, Mark.
I'm with my wife, Teresa, and we start every show where we say it's all happening next on my Fix It Up life.
It's all happening now on
it's
my Fix It
Up. It's all happening now.
It's all happening now, and we are sitting with a very handsome man.
I know.
Did Eric come? Is Eric here yet?
A very handsome man.
And one of the world's most self-effacing men.
Yes, Mr. Jeff Devlin.
Thank you very much.
Yes, from Spice Up My Kitchen. And I want to know, you know what? I want to know.
Don't hesitate to not complete a thought, because I know exactly what's happening.
Does
Jeff, obviously.
If you have a favorite spice, did people ask you that?
A favorite spice?
Spice up my kitchen. Has anyone ever asked you that before?
I can honestly say that's the first time I've heard that.
Seriously?
That's a lot with, you know what I mean?
And you know what's funny? I can't cook to save my life.
Oh, really?
And I don't eat very much.
But how many kitchens have you renovated?
It's over 100.
Yeah?
Over 100 in a little amount of time.
Yeah, in what? A couple years, right?
In 2 years, we got done over 80 kitchens. And then, you know, sporadic ones here and there.
There are remodeling contractors that say kitchen and bath on their on their business card that don't do 80 kitchens in a career.
Well, you know what? I think I came across everything that could possibly go wrong with a kitchen. Everything.
You
got 80 different scenarios. Every house is different. Wiring, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's sort of a every, and, but it's. It's exciting because everyone is different, and every time you walk in there, you might be putting in similar products that you think are this similar, but then, you know, we're getting to touch some latest and greatest toys, if you will, and put them in people's houses, touch them maybe for the first time, and then, you know, all of a sudden, wait a second, that wall, what the heck happened, or that wiring's, and then, you know, things take time, unfortunately, we just...
So when you come home...
Home? What's that?
Yeah.
To your family, to your wife.
Yes, my loving wife.
Now, what does she say? You know, you've been out
Jeff, helping do the dishes.
All of those people renovate, and I know you have projects going on at home.
You know what? We stopped the honey-do list a little bit ago just because it got so long. But, you know, I do my best.
There wasn't enough storage for the list in your home?
No. Yeah. Well, you know, we have an old house, so there's no closets. That was the first thing. Like, I need somewhere to put my stuff. So I basically just went out one day. There was a garage sale. I saw, like, a pine a wardrobe cabinet thing, like an old-fashioned one.
Yeah.
It was, like, $25. And I'm like,
Grab it. This is it.
I'll redo it. I'll fix it all up.
Yeah. How's that project going?
Well, let's just say her clothes are in it. And she's sort of happy for the time being.
Well,
she's a saint. She's definitely a saint. She, you know, we chose to do the old house, the history thing, and it seemed so awesome early on.
Yeah.
It seemed like a great idea.
It's hard.
History, though. Have you given your dad's tools back yet?
Actually, you know what's funny?
Okay.
I got another one the other day.
I'm serious.
I got another one.
You stole another one of your dad's tools?
We're calling it borrowing.
Uh-huh.
It was an old...
How long have you had them? The bulk of them?
I got to say, my dad never used them, so technically stealing is... If it was like a car, I could see where I could be held accountable.
Okay. But they're just sitting there?
Yeah, he's got some just old, cool stuff in there. So I rehabbed... He had an old wooden plane that was just sitting there. And again, you know... I can sharpen a plane very well, but the iron on this one wasn't any good. But I got a replacement iron. You can find it on the internet nowadays.
The blade in a plane is called an iron.
Yeah, thank you. But just really kind of, and you know, it might not be something, and I have tried using it, and I got to tweak it a little bit.
Right.
But it's something that I can put on the shelf, and I look at it, and it just kind of reminds me every day when you're working or anything like that, it's about taking your time, doing it right. And making sure, you know, it's a piece of history. And I love touching that sort of stuff.
Awesome.
I get all emotional. Am I crying?
Yeah.
I think he is tearing up a little bit.
I think he's weeping. Jeff, this isn't psychotherapy.
Well, you know what?
Or if you think
it is, you came to
the wrong place.
So we're here at the Kitchen and Bath Show. And I want to know, you've been filming the whole time.
Because...
And I'm not going to ask what you're filming for, but I want to know what you've seen that you've loved.
And I'm going to ask you what you're filming for. Who cares what you've seen that you've loved?
Why don't we start with the filming for?
Okay.
I'm here, DIY. I'm getting to get to go back onto DIY. I think it's a cool thing. It's a new show coming out. Can't say the name. Can do nothing more than that. So we'll put a topper on it.
Zipica. But will you come back and tell
Zipica?
Us what it is?
Yes,
when
as
you
soon
can?
As soon as I can come back on your radio show, I will. I'm a local. I'll show up at your door one day and be like, guess what I can say?
Like, it's like, we don't
really
do
excited.
Our show in
yeah,
our
we
house.
We don't do it in our house.
Well, you, well,
but that's okay. Come by anyway.
We can pre-tape it. We can pre-tape it
totally.
In your living room.
That's
you know?
Hot.
I have a Mr. Microphone. We can jam out.
Mr. Microphone.
We can jam out.
Hey, good looking.
Yeah.
Doesn't he get an accent in that commercial?
He had me at Hey Good Looking. I was like, that is the best line.
Not talking
ever.
To you. That's a commercial from Mr. Microphone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm alone. I'm alone in this world. Okay.
Well, talk about tangents.
So Mr. Microphone,
Mr.
wonderful and everything.
We're reminiscing about our childhood.
That's great. Yeah. Hold hands and weep and everything.
There's none
but
of that.
I want to know what you have liked here.
I saw one thing that I thought was just extremely cool.
Okay.
And it was from Del Tile.
Okay.
It is a slate product. It's real slate. And it's a veneer. It's a 16th inch thick. It can be applied with contact cement. It can be sprayed on. It can be cut with a scissor.
No. I like that you said scissor.
Yeah.
And I also like that you can cut with one.
Yeah, you can cut with a scissor as opposed to scissors. See, we're the language people.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know what you said.
My head is down.
I wasn't even listening.
I felt like I just peed on the plant in the corner. Sorry.
So what do you do with it?
It's a veneer. I mean, you could think about a backsplash. And putting up each individual tile of slate now,
right.
You cut your roll because it comes in a roll.
Yeah, like how does it come?
You roll it out like wrapping paper or something
It literally is the most simplest thing in the world. It's like, say you're wrapping the wall, but you just unroll it, contact adhesive, cut it. And they say you can use unconventional tools to put it in. I love that word because I can see my grandma over there with super glue or something like that.
Right.
But it really does stick with anything. I wouldn't try the staple gun,
okay.
But I think what's cool about it is now you're able to use scissors to cut the product, so people aren't having to go out and get the wet saw.
Yeah.
And now, say you want to do an accent wall, the entire wall, the seams, because it's such a thin veneer, the seams kind of vanish. So now you're just applying it to the wall. Really cool, and it's slate, so you got to seal it, even though it's a 16th of an inch thick.
It's like tile
and it's
that's
real
like
slate.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tile that's wallpaper that's slate.
Exactly.
That's
how.
So, and that what's cool about that for me is, like, now you can give people that look of slate, or DIYers out there can really kind of do stuff that they might, some people aren't going to go out and rent a tile saw.
Okay.
But, you know, somebody sitting at home, either a husband, a wife, a kid, or something like that, is like, you know what, I really want to do something different with my wall. And now they can do it, and all they need is a pair of scissors.
You could do
Amazing.
A chair rail detail with just one buys in
yeah.
a bathroom.
Yes.
You register it off the sink or
that's
in between
hot.
The...
And that's Del Tile.
Del Tile.
Okay. We'll have to definitely check that out.
Wow.
So give me something else that's hot besides you boys.
I'm going to say the Kohler toilet.
Jeff,
pretty,
put your shirt
yeah.
back on. Okay. Crying out loud.
The Kohler toilet, the new me.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty wild.
Well, it's got its own viewing room.
It has its own building. You know, I don't know why I'm drawn to that
what
sort of stuff.
What they mean is the toilet itself, you don't require a new building to put in your
oh,
house.
Oh, no.
Within the Kohler booth here,
yes.
they've got it set off in a separate room.
So it's like
yes.
the VIP lounge of toilets.
I'm glad
yes.
I saw
yes.
that. Because people
it's
listening
the way,
would have no idea what you're talking about.
It's the way it should be. When I walk into a room, it should be like well illuminated in a building just for me.
Yeah.
So I walked in there, I felt...
The Jeff room.
Yeah. You know what? Over in the Kohler, I'm user 3, just so you know. User 3.
I
it's
don't
got lights.
Jotting
it's, got,
that down.
It's got lights, heated seat, sensors, so you can walk up. You can go to the bathroom completely hands-free. It, like, cleans itself. It's got this ultraviolet thing. It's got a bidet in it as well. I mean, literally, it is like the Cadillac of toilets.
There is a lot to be
Pretty
said.
Pretty cool. Pretty
There's
cool.
A lot to be said for the bidet feature.
Just
or as I call it, the bidet.
The bidet?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Jeff
yeah.
being from the well-read region of Philadelphia.
Yes.
So
yeah.
do you still have your website, jeffdevlin.net? Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, jeffdevlin.net.
Okay.
It's still up. You'll see some of the fun things that I do on there.
Any new projects that you've posted lately?
You know what? I'll be honest.
Jeff's,
I'm lazy.
Jeff's
I'm lazy,
bailiwick so. Is he's a woodworker.
Yes.
Right.
So.
I've definitely, woodworking is what I love to do. But for the most part, if you go to the website, you'll check that out as well. You can see all the different things and keep up with what I'm doing.
Any steamy photos of you?
No.
I mean, that was Teresa told me that.
You'll never see any steamy photos of me. Ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ever.
So what's next?
Camera
what was
breaks.
The last project you did?
I just completed a I'd like to say basement, but I snuck in a couple after that. But I guess the last biggest product was basement.
Basement.
With your help, I used literally the technology that you taught me from one of the other shows with the track.
With the bottom track and the wood stud.
You know what? Pressure treated always when you're going to the basement, throw the pressure treated down, liquid nails it,
yes.
put up, building
yes.
the wall. You know, I'm not saying that that was bad or anything like that, but I just like your system of actually
it's
putting
fast.
The metal track down. Bam, 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 bam. Roofing nailer, I was like, yeah. I'm like, I was giggling a little.
You know, I love that you guys love each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have our little laugh.
And they're talking about A&E's drill team
yep.
that aired, I think, last summer.
Yes.
Yes.
Greatest episode ever, right, Mark?
No, it was the greatest episode of television in American history.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be in a museum.
Drill team.
Oh, yeah.
In a museum.
It's totally been archived everywhere. I mean, right.
I was on
why
that
wouldn't?
For a solid 28 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
But his easy. Pythons were on there for 28 seconds. You
that's
see him,
right. Hey, somebody call a vet. These pythons are sick.
Oh, you did it. You did it,
yeah.
dude. You did
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh. Jeff and I are going to leave, I think.
Yeah.
We have to go to break, too, darling. So
yeah,
we're going to have to say goodbye
pythons are ill.
To Jeff, and we'll see you back in Philadelphia.
It was terrible.